Imponderable number 5. Most of us dream much more profusely when taking a nap than we do at night. Why is this so?
I think we dream just as much at night, but we forget most of the dreams because they happened long before we wake up. B?
That's it? You're not even going to try and disguise your bluffs with technical jargon? Oh, okay. Well, the correct answer, of course, is B. When we take a nap, we do not sleep deeply enough to experience rapid eye movements. Without REMs, our dreams are perceived by the brain as fantasies rather than dreams.
What kind of babble is that, B? The correct answer is C. Dreams during naps do not tap the great unconscious. They tend to be about what was on your conscious mind when you fell asleep, so they're much easier to remember.
Three interesting theories here, but two of them are bluffs. A says that at night we forget many of our dreams, but that nap dreams are easy to remember because they've just occurred. B says that nap dreams don't involve rapid eye movements, so they are registered in the brain as fantasies rather than dreams. C insists that nap dreams don't tap the unconscious at all. They concern what was on your conscious mind when you fell asleep and are therefore more accessible. Which answer do you think is right? You have 10 seconds to decide. The correct answer is A.
That'll teach you to make fun of me, B.
Yeah, as if you should get credit for Dave slipping you the right answer.
Now, come on. We're here to inform and entertain.
Okay, so I'll inform. The sooner we wake up from a dream, the more likely we are to remember them. Our long-term memory is suppressed when we dream. We simply forget the dreams we experience in the early stages of sleep.
See, now we all know a little bit more about our dreams. Isn't this educational and entertaining?
Yeah, a college education and cabaret all in one. Next case, please.